With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. For writer H.B. Gilmore, growing up in her grandparents' home in Brooklyn in the 1940s was almost like living on a farm.
With a chicken on the fire escape, and there were carp floating in the bathtub on Thursday nights.
Carp?
Yes, for gefilte fish.
Gilmore, whose latest novel is So Long, Daddy, grew up without seeing books in her home, but there was a coal cellar in the basement where she used to play.
I found an old kitchen cabinet, and inside were all Hebrew books and one English book.
That book in English was a combined edition of Little Women and Little Men.
It turned me around. It made me know exactly what I wanted to do.
Which was to write. Gilmore studied at the University of Florida, worked as a copywriter in publishing, and then was asked to write a sexy, juicy novel about the paperback industry. She did. The Trade. It came out in 1973, and she used the name H.B. Gilmore.
Books by men were better regarded than books by women, as is still the case to a large extent. So I used H.B. to sort of fudge it.
Just what is her given name?
If you had to be named with an H and you were a girl, what name would you not want?
H.B. Gilmore also wrote the novelizations for the movies Saturday Night Fever, The Eyes of Laura Mars, and All That Jazz.
It was the difference between being a mother and a grandmother. I got to all the fun and none of the work.
Because Gilmore was already equipped with the basic story, the structure, and the characters. She never saw the movies or scenes from them before she began writing, but she did see still pictures.
Well, they give you little clues about what's possible, especially for All That Jazz, which was a visual film.
H.B. Gilmore's novel, So Long, Daddy, is out as a Berkeley paperback. As a single parent herself, Gilmore writes with authority about the impact of a broken marriage on two young children who are sent to live with the father they never knew after their mother's death. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.